Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Enjoy returning Sky original comedies like Intelligence and Breeders on Sky.
Maria, you're a dope who moved down to the Midlands. Did you put your foot in it in terms of any pronunciations of local place names when you're trying to blend in?
No, they're all pretty easy to pronounce around here. There's Eden Derry and Road and...
Road?
Klaharinka and... There is no... Oh, no, wait, is it Klaharinko? Oh, there you go. Well, I've done my first one then. But I would have said Toker, by the way. There's a Toker business park in Newbridge, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it looks like it can you can go either way depending on where you are. So maybe stop in a petrol station and ask. Is there really a place called Road?
Road, yeah, R-H-O-D-E.
Ah, okay.
I think they don't get on with Eden Derry. Not sure. Don't know the whole history behind the rivalry and everything yet.
I thought it was just a really lazy place name. It was R-O-A-D and they just went, you're fine, Road, Road.
Road.
What's on the telly?
Well, I've dates for Ted Lasso coming back. You know, I'm a massive fan of this. So season two is going up on Apple TV on the 23rd of July. I just wanted to let everyone know that. And then just one for your diary, Dermot, because I know you're into this. Mm-hmm. Love Island on the 28th of June.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. Yeah, yeah.
Cannot wait to be out of the country. And so where is this one? Is this one down in Spain or is it, where is this one being held?
They've a villa. I think, I don't know whereabouts in Spain, but they've gone back to Spain and they're all quarantining and they're all doing everything that they need to do to make sure it runs as smooth as possible. And
desperately, you know, removing body hair.
It's and pumping weights.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's I'm looking forward to that because it feels like it's going to be normal. Like it's going to be like all of the other Love Islands that we've watched. It has to be because, you know, socially distant dates and all that kind of stuff are no crack to watch. So, and plus they'd have to have like a villa twice the size of what they had last year to let everybody have their own room. yeah, that'll be a good one. All the cast and the crew and everything, they're all going to quarantine.
Will you watch it, do you think? Telly,
absolutely. Although it's a big commitment now, I have to say, because it's only not on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's like every night. And then if you want to be in the conversations, you have to, you know, be constantly catching up.
You do, because if you miss a night, there's spoilers all over the internet the next day. You know, so like you really have to... You have to keep up with it and it's hard. It's a massive commitment. So I'm going to sign myself up for it. So you may not hear from me for a while.
I love the things you're committing to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Strictly for work, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Don't come near mommy. I'm working. Then on the telly then this weekend. So there's a documentary that I'm definitely going to watch. It's called Grace Kelly, Lost Tapes of a Princess. So it's on Saturday at 9 on Channel 4. And it's basically, it's a documentary of Grace Kelly, who was a massive actress in the 50s and 60s, married into royalty, not unlike Meghan Markle. And it just follows her life and how that transition was between, you know, from acting into royalty and raising her family and all that kind of stuff. So that's just something that I would be massively into. I think it'd be really interesting.
She was so gorgeous, wasn't she?
So gorgeous. So graceful and like just definitely liked a lot more than Meghan Markle these days for whatever reason.
I just think there's too much social media now. I'm sure if there was social media back then, people would have been having a go at Grace Kelly or whoever else was in the public eye.
I suppose the difference is she was an acting icon. You know, Meghan Markle was probably on her way up when she met Prince Harry. So if Meghan Markle had have gotten to the heights of Grace Kelly, maybe it would be different in terms of, you know, how she was perceived by the public and everything. But yeah, that's on Saturday at 9 o'clock on Channel 4. Definitely worth the watch. Another one that I'm being forced to watch this weekend, but actually it looks quite good, is Liverpool Narcos. It's a Sky documentary show and there's three episodes. So they're airing episode 2, but you can get them on Sky On Demand.
What is it called?
Liverpool Narcos.
Is it just a load of people talking about smack?
Yeah, so it looks back at when, like, the first wave of drugs kind of flooded into Liverpool. And it went from cannabis to heroin and ecstasy and cocaine and everything, and how that affected. So it was the growth of the underworld in Liverpool and how it affected life and, you know, everything in the city.
And who's forcing you to watch this?
Well, Johnny.
Because he's a Liverpool football fan, that you now have to watch any show that has to do with Liverpool.
No, he's into those kinds of, like, Narcos series.
Okay.
You know, like all the ones that were on Netflix and everything. He wanted me to watch all them and I didn't. I got away with that, so I'm not getting away with this.
These are the things you have to do when you're in a relationship. There's a little bit of give and take.
He'll be watching Love Island come the end of June, so good luck to him.
And I bet you
have this one.
I bet you his show isn't on six nights a week either.
No, it isn't.
He's getting the short straw in this deal.
And then finally, Jeremy Clarkson has a new TV show. It's on Amazon Prime from today. There's 8 episodes. And it's called Clarkson's Farm. So basically, he went out and bought a 1,000-acre farm in England. And he's learning on the job. He has to just try and run it himself. So actually, he spoke to Ian Dempsey this morning. I'll play a little clip of him talking about the TV show.
Well, it's like all farmers are perfectly capable once they've had years and years of practice and grown up on farms as often as not. They know what they're doing. I've spent 30 years driving around corners while shouting. And I'm trying my hardest. This is the important thing. It's not like the Grand Tour or Top Gear before that, you know, where we sort of engineer everything to fail, really. This is completely reality television, and I desperately try my hardest to do everything properly.
I want to see him just reviewing, you know, like, the machinery that he gets to use in the same way as Top Gear. This is the fastest slurry spreader I've ever driven. Its handling is fantastic.
It'd be nice to see him not so cocky and confident in... Sorry, you can check out the whole interview that Ian did this morning on todayfm.com. But I'm looking forward to seeing him because he's so cocky and so... I know my stuff. Like, to see him in this now, completely out of his comfort zone and vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen Jeremy Clarkson like that before.
The best Jeremy Clarkson is hassled Jeremy Clarkson, because that's when the gold comes out.
I agree. Yeah.
Where can we see that?
So that's on Amazon Prime. It's up there from today, 8 episodes, Clarkson's Farm.
Nice one. Some paychecks from Amazon Prime he must be getting these days.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah.
Someone says Grace Kelly's grandfather was a Mayo man. No wonder she was class. There you go. That's all the proof we needed.
I didn't know that.
Have a great weekend to telly, Maria.
Thanks, Mel. See you, Dermot.
See ya. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.